Welcome to ION Innovation, brought to you by the OAS Podcast. I'm your host, Carrie Powers.
We're here at the OAS Summit in San Diego, where we're hearing from industry leaders on the latest advancements in technology applications for eye care. My distinguished guest today is Daniel Lindgren, founder and CEO of Evoke Technologies. So welcome to the OAS Podcast, Daniel.
Hello, Carrie. Thank you very much for having me.
So Evoke has a smartphone-based ERG and wearable biosensor for early detection of retinal diseases. So tell us a little bit more about your technology and what exciting news or progress do you have to share with us here at OAS?
Sure. Well, we're putting diagnostics, an ERG, electroretinogram, in your pocket, using a smartphone and using a biosensor that can be applied to the skin and collect very important data about your retinal health. And so we're really excited because we're here at OIS to announce that we have our go-to-market biosensor and ERG ready to deploy. And we're sending it out next week to a limited group of key opinion ophthalmic leaders for them to actually do an assessment for us. And then from that, we will expect them to provide us data on the efficacy as well as comparing our system to existing ERG systems that are out there.
Congratulations, that's
Thank
a huge update.
Well, this is going to be very fun because we're delivering on the smartphone, our smart ERG, a platform like no other medical device. And the fact that we're doing two things that are revolutionary. One is we are actually using a wireless platform off the smartphone to maintain all of our data up into the cloud as our own virtual private network. And the second part is we're delivering our products as a diagnostics as a service. So we'll be able to deliver our service, our systems at the lowest cost, and provide that expertise to the doctor in terms of them being able to do interpretation and reporting in a new way that no other medical device has been able to do till now.
So walk us through that in-clinic experience.
Sure.
What does the patient experience and who on the staff of the physician actually does this test?
Yeah, this is a great question. So what I expect, and I see the benefit here, is 100 million people are at risk. And every year you should be getting an annual eye exam. And during that annual eye exam, there's a period where they put the drops in your eye and there's dilation that occurs. Now this is the time that we can take a 5-minute test to do a retina health test. It's using that dead time. It's not adding to the workload for the patient or for the technician, for the doctor. And we expect the technician should be able to do this by putting on the electrodes, putting in the drops in the eye, turning off the lights, and then beginning the test. 5 minutes later, they're complete. And they'll have this very important health information about your retina. Plus, there's an opportunity for them to bill this as well. So there's two compelling reasons to incorporate our technology in the lens.
Fantastic. Okay. And so as you look out to the next year, what do you see as the most significant milestones you're looking to achieve?
Yes, I think we're really ready for a market. So we are literally taking our lockdown FDA device for our FDA approvals, and that will take us basically to FDA approval in the next 12 months. Plus, we want to have our good manufacturing practices and quality systems all in place this year. And then how that feeding into our getting our CE mark in the next 12 months.
Fantastic. Well, congratulations on your success today. And I am looking forward to hearing updates from you at the next OAS meeting.
Yeah, thank you very much. I look forward to coming back and telling you more and having some good success stories to share.
My distinguished guest is Craig Walker, Chief Operating Officer for Glint Pharmaceuticals. Glint Pharmaceuticals has a drug-eluting contact lens platform. So tell us a little bit more about Glint.
Thank you for inviting us. And I'm a part of a great team. My name's Craig Walker, and I have some experience, 30 years with Johnson & Johnson Vision Care. I was one of the inventors of one-day AcuView along with a team. And my team and VP being of R&D, we did Oasis, Moist, Theravision, which is an antihistamine type drug. And I was fortunate enough to meet our chief technology officer about 20 years ago at the University of Florida. And we've been on and off working on drug-eluting contact lenses for 20 years.
That is awesome. I love that history. Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
So now on to Glint.
On to Glint. Yes, we have a very excellent product for drug delivery as an alternative to drops and other mechanisms to get drugs to the eye. We have take a simple contact lens. We actually use a Cinefocon A, use approved drugs, and we put them together in a simple manufacturing process. And I can get to that a little bit about what we've proved this year. But and then we put them on eye and get a nice drug profile to heal eye disease.
Okay, so what is the most significant progress that you're excited to share with our listeners and with the attendees here at OAS?
Yes, so first we'll start with product. So we really refined our ability to make prototypes using different labs and partners in the US, and we can get those prototypes very quickly to the labs, to the bench, and even to patients. So that's the first milestone, and I'll get into some of the results on that.
Okay.
Because we really got a lot of data. Second is we clinically, we've done some extensive tests with our advisory board on different disease states, such as ulcers, dry eye. We've even done some work on corneal erosions and using an antibody contact lens that we've named it MoxiLens. And then third, we've had some regulatory updates. We had a Type C meeting with the FDA and Wiley Chambers. So we have a clear pathway on where to go and what it will take to get this type of lens approved. We have three INDs that we currently have approved, one for glaucoma, one for the antibiotic, and one for cystinosis, which cystinosis is an orphan disease that is requires very frequent eye drops, like multiple eye drops a day for the rest of your life. So some kind of alternative like this may be better for quality of life for that type of disease.
Okay, it sounds like you've made a lot of progress in the last year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, so as you look forward to the next 12 months, what are the most significant milestones you're looking to achieve?
Yeah, so I think the biggest one is to just continue to do prototypes. We really need to nail down some of the unmet needs. You know, there's obvious the convenience and compliance of not having to do drops every day, but there's also other advantages, such as we can get a better, lower profile of the percent of the drug, so create less stinging, because you have this contact lens that's on the eye that gives the dose continuously versus bursts of a drop, you can lower your dosage. So there's a benefit there. We get some hysteresis, like in our glaucoma studies. You wear the lens for a few days, you remove the lens, you still get IOP reduction. So it stays in the environment and continues to work on cure.
Sounds like some significant innovations for patients. So.
Yeah, so now the other things we're looking to get done is to do, we've also increased our IP. So we've done some provisionals this summer, but we have some more that we're working on and strengthen our portfolio of intellectual property. And then we're also continuing to refine the cost of goods and the repeatability of the process. And we've pretty well proven, we have a very simple, unique process that is not complex. So make it a very affordable alternative. Because some of the drops are very inexpensive, so there's some good competition.
Absolutely. Well, it sounds like you have the right team in place to get this accomplished.
Oh, so. Yes, we do. We have a great team.
Yeah, we wish you the best of success here from the team at OAS, and we look forward to hearing more at the next meeting.
Okay, thank you very much.
My distinguished guest today is Jay Cormier, founder and CEO of Idaptic. Idaptic has a product line of glasses to enhance vision for patients suffering from age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, and other low vision diseases. So welcome to the OAS podcast.
Thanks for having me, Carrie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. So tell us a little bit more about Idaptic.
Well, Idaptic is at the heart of it a technology company. So we simulate natural vision with augmented reality glasses driven by our proprietary software. It's computer vision and AI that adapts not only to the person's vision, but also their habits and environment.
So what are the most exciting updates you have to share with us here at the OAS meeting?
Well, I'd love to share some of our updates on the commercialization front as well as some of our clinical studies. So this year we did do a new clinical study, maybe just jumping back to prior OISs. Our first clinical study was around our primary indication of macular degeneration. And there we had two main endpoints, the first endpoint being improvements in visual acuity. And of course, we also wanted to prove with hard data that this also helped people live more independently. So there we saw over a doubling of visual acuity and in 5 times improvement in tasks of daily living. So what we did is extend that this year to diabetic retinopathy. And our results were just presented at the Retina Society in October. Again, two main endpoints. We reestablished our visual acuity improvements. But for diabetic patients, contrast is very important. So there we saw a 50% increase in contrast sensitivity.
So how is that significant for patients?
Well, so for someone that does have no hope of improved vision, like many of these patients, being able to put on a non-invasive solution, wear it like a pair of glasses, is hugely and immediately impactful.
So what are, as you look out to the next year, what are the most significant milestones you're looking to achieve?
So one of the things we're most proud of is our commercialization success this year. We've shipped hundreds of units to hundreds of patients. We're seeing 50% conversion rates, over 90% retention rates. And one of our main goals next year is improving upon that, growing out our sales force, also our marketing programs to reach even more of these patients in the U.S. and even worldwide.
So I'm going to throw a curveball
sure.
at you here. So what are some of the anecdotes you hear from patients who are trying the product about the difference in their lives?
That's a fantastic question. And that's one of the things that really makes this worthwhile every single day. For instance, we were just doing a demo day in a eye care practice last week. We have the practice bring in patients and we demonstrate the product and teach the practice how to use the product. A lady came in, she had Stargardt's disease. Now Stargardt's is really juvenile macular degeneration. She was 28 years old. She was visually impaired since 11. She also happened to have a 4-year-old son. She put on the glasses and this was the first time in her life she could see his face.
Oh, wow, wow. It's stories like that that really tell us why we do what we do here.
Exactly, so. Yeah.
And
you know, we've had teachers who can't read anymore come in, be able to read again. So there's lots of great anecdotes like that that, you know, certainly make it worthwhile doing what we're doing.
Do you mind telling me a little bit more about how the technology actually works?
Sure. So fundamentally, what we're doing is we're bringing in the world image through a camera. Our proprietary software processes and enhances that image and redisplays it on the high-resolution 1080p displays that sit in front of their eyes.
Okay, fantastic. And so do they feel and look like regular glasses?
Yeah, so this is where I think Idaptic stands out. Our eyeglasses are really only 80 grams. They look like a pair of sunglasses. So not only is it enhances someone's vision, it's really covering all those use cases, maybe going to the store. We have grandmothers going to see their granddaughters play lacrosse. And they just fit in. They look normal because although they're visually impaired, they still don't want to look strange.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate that update on Idaptic and wishing you all the success.
Well, great, and thanks very much for having me. Have a great show.
My distinguished guest right now is Kenichiro Kuninobu, co-founder and CEO of Felix. Felix is a preclinical stage company working on therapeutics for retinal diseases. So welcome to the OAS podcast, Nobu.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie. Thank you for having me today.
Absolutely. So we're excited to learn a little bit more about what Felix is up to.
Sure. Felix is creating a game-changing therapy for patients with retinal diseases. What makes us unique is that while conventional treatment tend to be pretty invasive for patients and labor-intensive for doctors, so we use much more patient-friendly and doctor-friendly approach to provide better care.
Okay, fantastic. So tell us, what is the most significant advancement or progress that you'd like to share with our listeners today?
Yeah. So my co-founder, Dr. Kenichi Yamada, a professor at Kyushu University, extensively researched about oxidized lipid, which causes inflammation, neovascularization, and cell death in retina. Then we used this science to establish our proprietary discovery platform to identify a potential compounds for retinopathy of prematurity and AMD. Then we successfully obtained the POC in animals.
So help us understand how that is a significant advancement for patients.
Yeah, so since the Felix only started in 2022, since that moment on, we raised a 2.5 million Series A seed funding. Then, so we formed a great team, now completed the pre-IND meeting with US FDA. So now we have a clear path to initiate clinical trial in the US.
Okay, wonderful. So as you look forward over the next 12 months, what are the most significant milestones you're looking to achieve?
So in 2024, we plan to file an IND with the US FDA and expect to enroll our first patient into our phase 1-2 clinical trial in the US. To do so, we are raising Series A funding for $15 million. Then, so it will help us to deliver our better care that is friendly for patients and doctors. Then, so we really hope we have a robust progress next year and have a great opportunity in the next 4 years.
Okay, well, congratulations on the progress you've made. You're certainly in the right place. We've got a room full of investors over here that I'm sure are excited to hear about this. So thank you so much for joining us on the podcast, Nobu.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie.
My distinguished guest now is Bob Katz, president and CEO of Forward View Pharma. Forward View is a preclinical company developing a long-acting therapeutic for the treatment of neovascular retinal disease. Welcome to the OAS podcast, Bob.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us more about the work that you're doing over at Forward View.
So at Forward View, we're developing a small molecule compound which has some very unique properties in as much as it is a true multi-target mechanism of action compound, which is going to be used and applied for the treatment of chronic retinal diseases, including neovascular macular degeneration, as well as diabetic macular edema, and also diabetic retinopathy.
Okay. What are the most significant updates or progress reports you'd like to share with the audience here at OAS today?
Sure. Well, two milestones in particular. One is that we recently completed a preclinical animal study in which we compared our compound to the current industry standard treatment, which is known as Eylea. And in that study, we've been able to demonstrate that our compound provides significant improvement in potency versus the current standard of care. And that's important because ultimately for patients, that means we can provide better outcomes in terms of visual acuity, while also reducing the treatment burden for those patients in terms of the number of intravitreal injections that are required in order to maintain the treatment level.
Got it. So as you look forward to the next 12 months, what are the milestones that you're looking to achieve?
Sure. Well, having recently completed a pre-IND meeting with FDA and getting good consensus with the agency on exactly what testing and data requirements they will require of us in order to file an IND, we're now in a position to be able to move forward in the next year in order to complete that testing and gather all the data necessary to file that IND. We'll be looking to raise a Series A round of financing in order to fund all of those activities and get them completed in a timely manner.
And what sort of funding level are you looking for?
So we're looking to raise approximately $10 million. And that $10 million will allow us to not only complete all the testing required by FDA, but also execute on the first human clinical study work in terms of a phase 1-2 clinical trial here in the United States.
Okay, fantastic. Well, we look forward to following your progress as you go, and thanks for joining us here on the OAS podcast today.
And thank you for having me. I enjoyed it. Thank you.
My distinguished guest today is Dr. Rehan Ahmed, Chief Medical Officer for Globe Biomedical. Globe Biomedical is commercializing a pair of glasses enabled with sensors to monitor ocular health. And for our listeners at home, Dr. Ahmed has a very cute pair of hot pink glasses in his hands that he's ready to tell us all about. So welcome to the OAS podcast, Dr. Ahmed.
Thank you for having me and having GlobeBob Medical. We're super excited to introduce Blink Frames to the market this year. As you said, they are a pair of tech-enabled frames that have sensors on them to help monitor a variety of ocular health parameters. So they have here high-fidelity cameras to really get a good picture of the ocular surface, as well as an accelerometer that helps the clinician know head position and neck position, temperature, and humidity that helps with dry eye disease monitoring. We think this is really great for not only patients, but doctors to help them engage their patient base. And we're really excited to sort of open up this category. For a long time, we think about tech-enabled glasses with sensors that point outwards, but these are sensors that point inwards to really help the doctor. We like to think about it as kind of a Fitbit for the eye.
Mm-hmm. And so for our listeners at home that can't see this, the glasses are super lightweight, and although these are for children, they're tinier than usual, but very lightweight, but you actually have to look really closely to even see that there's a little camera in there. That's fascinating. So what is coming up at Globe Biomedical? What are the most significant progress you've made or advancements that you'd like to share with the OAS listeners?
So it's been a very busy time. We recently, and I'm happy to say, we obtained a FDA Class 2 designation, so we are now commercial. And we had to really think about where we're going to go, because there are a ton of different indications that we can go after. We decided initially to go after the pediatric market, particularly myopia. It's a massive market. It's really an epidemic that's coming our way, and the number of children that are going to be dealing with this condition. And there are a number of behavioral modifications that parents and kids can make to help slow down progression. So for instance, we know that screen time, distance to the screen, outdoor time, activity levels, sunlight, these are all factors that can be monitored by IR frames and can help inform the patient, the doctor, the parents on how their child is doing. They can connect with your phone and let you know on your app. So that's the first indication we're going for. Really excited to introduce to the pediatric optometry market, as well as ophthalmologists, to help, again, engage patients and help build their practice and build their optical practice as well. So. The next few months, we're going to be really busy with that.
So think forward, you know, a year from now, like, what are the milestones that you're looking to achieve?
So it's full steam ahead, building out our commercial team, a sales team, to let the market know. One of the challenges we have, of course, is as we're building the categories, to educate the market. And so we're in the middle of a seed round to help fund some of those activities I talked about. But beyond that, we are thinking well beyond pediatric eye care. We think the next market for this is digital vision syndrome, or the dry eye market. You think post-pandemic, we are all in front of our computer all the time. This helps monitor neck position, blink rate. So we think patients and customers as a wellness play, if you're in front of the computer all the time, we often talk about in optometry and ophthalmology the 20-20-20 rule, which is kind of, it's not very personalized to the patient. And so with this device, this pair of glasses, will inconspicuously tell the patient when they need to either blink, put some drops in, take a break, look away, move their head position. And so we think that's the next category that we're going after.
I am absolutely your target market for that.
So am I, yeah.
Enroll me in the study.
Happy to, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations. I see that Globe Biomedical won an award at Accelerator recently.
We won Best in Show.
Yeah, so that's fantastic.
We're really excited with a lot of traction. Thank you for having us.
My distinguished guest now is Jan Skerswetat, co-founder and CEO of Perception Vision. Welcome to the OAS podcast, Jan.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure being here.
Wonderful. Well, we would love to hear about the work you're doing over at Perception Vision. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Perception is a medical device company and dedicated to bring automated and personalized visual function assessment tools to clinicians both in the US and worldwide.
So tell us about the most recent progress that you've made that you want to share with OAS listeners.
Yeah, I'm very happy to share that we recently started a clinical study in patients with age-related macular degeneration. We hope to show in this study to validate our technology, but also show to find more sensitive markers for visual function assessment compared to the current gold standard, which is visual acuity.
So help us understand the significance of that to both patients and clinicians.
Well, as you know, age-related macular degeneration is one of the leading challenges and problems in eye healthcare in the US and worldwide. One of the key problems is to detect the disease very early, and our technology will exactly start there to offer not only standard visual function tests such as acuity, but also more advanced next generation visual function tests who are able to measure other aspects of our day-to-day vision such as contrast, sensitivity, color, motion, object and face perception. So the aim here is to provide clinicians with a better set of tools to assess how good or bad someone's vision actually is.
So what does the study look like for physicians? How will it work?
So in this particular study, we will measure a number of four visual functions to assess the validity of our tests, but also to measure whether other visual functions other than visual acuity are more sensitive to pick up changes caused by age-related macular degeneration. And this is very important because the earlier we can detect macular degeneration, the earlier we can also start with the treatment of the disease. So, and because as for now, the treatment often consists of preventing further vision loss, this is extremely important to prevent vision loss from happening, and in particular to prevent central vision loss and blindness.
Very good. So as you think forward over the next year, what are the most significant milestones you're looking to achieve?
We are working currently on a HIPAA-compliant software architecture of our technology, which will enable clinicians not only to use seamlessly our technology within their practices, so not disrupting the workflow, but also unlocking new potential revenue streams via subscription for single visual tests, via the option to show advertisements before and after visual function tests, and even the option to use the data for further mining for third parties such as pharmaceutical companies, as we see here in this company conference, who are very eager to find out how good or bad vision progresses during a treatment with drugs. Mm-hmm. So there will be a number of these options then available once we have built the architecture, and we plan to bring our product to the US market in, as I said earlier, Q3 next year.
Okay, very good. Well, those are all really exciting advancements. So we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
So thank you so much for joining us on the OAS podcast.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to this week's Eye on Innovation podcast episode.